This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, Fink, all the way from where exactly? Where are you guys based these days?
We're based in between like Berlin, Hackney, and West rural England. Yeah, we're kind of spaced out a little bit these days.
We've always lived in different places. It's one of the main problems, but also one of the blessings because we don't get bored of each other too soon. But we've always lived in different places.
As a point of clarity here, before we get too far along, for quite a few years, Finn, your stage name was Fink,
yeah.
But Fink has now extended into the name of the trio that you're out on tour with.
Yeah, it's now the band name.
Has that created confusion for all of you in terms of how you reference yourself versus the band?
I think the fan base, if I had one of the electronic years, they've all moved on. You know what I mean? I don't think I've brought any fans with me from that career to my new one. So there was a kind of 7-year hiatus between the two. So I mean, some of my favorite bands have rubbish names, you know? So it's not about the name.
All the good ones were taken years ago, right?
Well, I mean, what was Radiohead's original band name?
On a Friday.
On a Friday.
Really?
You know, yeah. I mean, seriously. But if they were still called On a Friday, we'd still love them. It'd be Friday Heads or whatever. The name doesn't matter, you know.
Fink is my guest live in the JPR studios. The new album just out is called Hard Believer. I mentioned it is a trio. Finn Greenall on lead vocals and lead guitar. Guy Whitaker on bass and vocals. Tim Thornton, drums, vocals, guitar as well. Mm-hmm. Finn, how did you end up with Guy and Tim rounding out your sound into a trio?
On the first record, I was a big-time producer dude and sort of featuring myself on vocals. And then I needed live bass, and I've known Guy since we were kids, so it was like, okay, Guy came over to play some bass, and I'd seen Guy and Tim in a load of indie bands and rock bands and sort of punk pop bands in the 90s, and said, is your mate Tim still, you know, bashing away?
Yeah, and I was.
You were back being a drummer. You had been a lead singer and a lead guitarist,
right, yeah.
And you were back as a drummer in a band. And we jammed away, and we did So Long, and we did a few early Fink album tracks, and then before you know it, our first single, Pretty Little Thing, was quite big in Europe, so we had to gig and had to tour, and then it was off, and then we've been on the road ever since, pretty much.
It was quite big here at JPR too.
Was it really?
Yeah. Nice. Got the whole stack of them.
I mean, that was the first single. I mean, so literally from the first minute we put the first single out, we were literally on the road. It was kind of crazy.
So if I understand the timeline correctly, about a decade's worth of electronic DJ producer.
Yeah.
And then was it a slow morph into Fink the singer-songwriter?
Slow and painful.
How long did they overlap?
Well, I spent 6 years trying to make the tricky follow-up to my turntablist opus, Fresh Produce, and combine acoustic guitars with beats, which is a horrible combination, and I spent a good 3 or 4 years getting it wrong, basically, and trying to copy people like Groove Armada and 07 in a really misguided attempt to try and make some real music the shortcut way, and you can't, unfortunately. So, and I worked with a few singers and had a few great songwriting experiences, and then when I actually met up with Guy and Tim, it pushed us into a different space, and the second album, Distance and Time, was very bandy and very livey, and that sort of cemented the whole, okay, this is where we're going, kind of vibe out of the DJ thing. I mean,
it's a different album as well for it, but it's interesting, the ones that are bandy are quite similar to each other. So Distance and Time is a bit like Perfect Darkness because they're both band albums, but Sort of Revolution, I think, it was kind of slightly back to being solo with other people, in a way.
But I
suppose we taught each other a couple of things. So we taught, me and Guy taught Finn a few things about live, and Finn taught us things about studio and business as well, so it worked.
Yeah.
Fink is my guest live in the JPR studios. Their new album is called Hard Believer. I'd love to hear what you guys sound like now. What do you want to play first today?
We're gonna play the title track off the album, Hard Believer, and do it all acoustic and bluesy. So let's see what it sounds like. Thank you. I can see the light coming. I can see the light coming. Over the hill, over the hill. I can hear the silence. Yeah. Golden like the new sun. Golden the sun. Heart
That is Hard Believer. It's Fink live in the JPR studios, the title track from the brand new album. Finn, when did you decide to walk away from that earlier chapter, that electronic musician? I mean, you had talked about how you had started to write some songs, started to play a little bit more guitar. The first single comes out. It does very, very well. Mm. Was there an awakening of, I actually need to start doing this now?
Well, the electronic thing was was a real revolution in Europe. I know it sounds like I'm over-egging the pudding a little bit, but it kind of really was. The state of indie was a bit boring, wasn't it, in a way? You had the big beef, you had the Britpop
era. About 2000, it was really, really dead.
Yeah, the indie scene didn't really know what it was going to do next. You had Radiohead, you had Blur, but yeah, you know what I mean? You had the Oasis thing, and actually the most revolutionary scene was all this electronica, and you had house music and drum and bass music and dance and tech, and everything was just all becoming quite overwhelming, and I was really in the mix of it. I loved it, every minute of it. But then if you stop learning, the moment you stop learning is the moment you should quit your job and get a different one. And with electronic music, it was a combination of, I don't want to spend the next 10 years alone in a room clicking this mouse, making up hi-hat patterns and worrying whether it's current or relevant, or and then hearing an Aphex Twin record and going, oh, dude, I should just quit. Or hearing if I was a kid now and I was making electronic music and I heard a Skrillex production 4 years ago, I would have quit. So I was much more into, I realised that you are the most unique piece of studio equipment in the room. And the only way to be successful, even if it's relatively successful, is to be unique as much as possible. Not like so unique that you just sound ridiculous, but the more of you put into the music, the more chance you've got of sounding different to everybody else.
When you put an end to that period of life, when you were doing DJ electronic stuff, was it scary?
No.
To have to start over?
No, it was great. I retired in 2003, and I remember the last record of the last gig at Fabric, and I span it, and then the next DJ came on and I put the record in the bag and felt nothing but some joy that I wouldn't have to do that again.
What does the music you make now do for you inside?
I know the electronic music, I spent a decade loving it every minute of every night of every day and living it and breathing it, and it that was much more immersive than the singer-songwriter band thing, because it was who I was. Whereas this singer-songwriter band thing, I'm an artist as well as the person that I am. I've got a bit more of a handle on it now. But the electronic years were very kind of young and fun and full of exciting moments. So.
And now you're all grown up.
Now I'm a bit more, yeah.
Fink is my guest live in the JPR studios. Their new album is called Hard Believer. What do you guys want to do next?
Well, we're going to do a song called Pilgrim, which is one of our, I think it's the song that we're generally most happy with on the album, because it came out, it was a creation of the studio. So we really used the studio to kind of make it as good as we could do, lots of layers. And even when we play it acoustically, we try and kind of bring the layers in. So let's hope we succeed.
Yeah. All right, here is Pilgrim. It's Fink live on Jefferson Public Radio.
That's been on your lips all the way. Spit it out. The words come out. Yeah. Oh, we're so ready. Oh, not as heavy as before. Come along, way. come a long way just to say. Doesn't matter when it mattered yesterday. Tomorrow ain't too far. Yeah. Come a long way. From small beginnings. Come a long way.
That is Pilgrim. It's Fink live in the JPR studios, music from their new album called Hard Believer. I want to mention the record label real quick because there is an interesting backstory, not to go too deep into it, but your music as Fink, the guitar singer-songwriter, was being released on Ninja Tune, which was not a record label known for releasing the music of singer-songwriters. Was that a difficult transition for them, for you to be almost out of place on that label?
It was a very, very difficult transition for them, but this is the problem with, like, when you run a art-based business. You see Jose Gonzalez put out Veneer and sell 400,000 copies, and as a record company guy, you're like, yeah, I want one of those. So Ninja were looking for a singer-songwriter anyway at the time, and their biggest fear was jumping on a bandwagon, because in 2004... everybody who could play A minor and G was getting signed, basically, and off the back of the whole Jose thing, and actually it did us a lot of favours being different, didn't it, from the rest of the label.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think they learned a few things as well, things about kind of touring and having more than one member of the band, and also instruments and so on, and just having to kind of, I think there was one moment where one of the Ninja Tune people came to see a gig of ours in Amsterdam, and I don't know what they were expecting, but they came along and they were absolutely bowled over, and it was like afterwards that it was just sort of this kind of, oh my god, that was, you know, I've just finally seen what it is you actually do when you go away. it was nice, and I think it's fresh for them as well.
They liked it. I mean, what they did as a record company was, because they're one of the biggest independent record companies in Europe on their dance thing, And they just, like us, their tastes changed too. So in the 90s, it was all scratching and turntablism and trip hop. And then in the noughties, it was, singer-songwriters and a bit of indie pop and indie rock. And they were liking it too. So they tried a few things out, and they were very unsure until the first accountancy quarter came round, and then they were all really
happy.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that I notice about the songs that you make now as Fink in the trio, is that many of your songs seem to be more about a mood and a groove that builds slowly over time rather than many, many lyrics. Is that an intentional thing, or is that just the way music comes out of you?
I really like economy lyrically. I'm not like I don't know how these rappers do live gigs. I don't know how they remember everything.
Yeah.
But with all the weed they smoke as well. I can't remember how to get to the van after the session. But I really believe in economy, and I'm a massive fan of the blues, perhaps the most economical form of songwriting out there. So economy is one of the, in songwriting, just means you just have to have, you decant into the best lyrics you can. And funnily enough, it's also had a unconscious sort of repercussion, in as much as we're big in countries where they don't speak English, because our songs are easy to listen to, because it's not like the Arctic Monkeys or it's a barrage of lyrics, or it's not like a rapper where they're trying to translate and listen to it. And then we really work well in European countries. Because I think of the economy of our lyrics gives the songs enough space to have their own identity, and we're not forcing you to know what it's about. We're giving you the opportunity to fill in the gaps yourself.
I read one review somewhere UK that referred to you as this century's sensual John Martin.
Ooh,
nice.
Mm. I like good. That. That's not true. Ben Howard is this century's sensual John Martin, I think.
Fair enough. Before I let you go, I want to find out how you ended up in Berlin.
When we travel around a lot, and you see a lot of places in the world, and I mean this part of the world's gorgeous. I mean, if only there was better nightlife, we might live in Oregon. But you travel around a lot, and you note down places in your mind that you wouldn't mind ending up. And I'm writing a couple of records at the moment. And I've started a record company in Berlin as well, so I don't know why, I just need that city right now. Anyone who hasn't been there, it really is unique and really very cool and very urban and very...
We always liked it.
We loved it when we toured there, yeah.
And it was one of those places where we never had a day off. Hmm. So we'd drive out of the city thinking, oh, look at this, this is awesome, why are we heading for...
Munich or Dortmund or something. Yes. Yeah, you know, Berlin has got a lovely, lovely vibe. It's not for everyone, just like New York isn't for everybody. But it has got something fantastically... It's the creative hub of Europe at the moment. So.
And do the three of you all live there?
No. We still live in the UK, me and Guy. But we like going there. We've been to see where he does his thing a couple of times. Yeah, and we filmed the video there.
Yeah, we filmed the video there, Pilgrim. And
Looking Too Closely.
And Looking Too Closely, yeah, that's right. And Europe's small, unlike this place. You know, 5-hour drive can almost get us from London to Amsterdam.
Right, and here it gets you to the northern part of
here
Oregon.
Here it gets us from Portland to Ashland, you know. I mean, honestly, it's insane. Like, one of the drives we did from St. Paul, Minneapolis to... where did we sleep that night?
We slept in Butte,
Montana. We could have driven to like Warsaw from London in that time. And it's just, so Europe's a lot smaller and you can get around a bit more. It's a bit easier.
Well, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to visit with us.
No problem.
Finn Greenall, Guy Whitaker, Tim Thornton, they are known collectively as Fink. The new album is called Hard Believer. We have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with today?
Well, we should probably do Looking Too Closely.
We should do Looking Too Closely.
Yeah. And imagine that we're on a roof in eastern Berlin with plants.
With plants and drones, because we got a drone license for the video of this one, and we had drones. It was really cool.
It was cool, yeah. It makes a noise like a giant angry wasp.
It does. But luckily it wasn't weaponized.
Yes.
Yeah, just weapon. The character's weapon was a camera. Looking Too Closely. Let's do it. Thank you.
This is a song about somebody else. So don't worry yourself, worry yourself. The devil's right there in the details. You don't wanna hurt yourself, hurt yourself. Looking too closely. Looking too closely. No, 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 no. Put your arms around somebody else and don't punish yourself, punish yourself. The truth is like blood underneath your fingernails. You don't wanna hurt yourself, hurt yourself. We're looking too close. Too closed. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Yourself, hurt yourself. You don't wanna hurt yourself, hurt yourself. No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I could be wrong about anybody else. So don't kid yourself, kid yourself. It's you right there in the mirror. You don't wanna hurt yourself by looking too closely. Too close.
That is Fink live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new album is called Hard Believer. It's out on, pronounce it for me so I don't screw it up.
Try it yourself.
Recouped.
Bro. Yeah,
Recouped.
There you go, there you go.
All right, it's under, hard, under license it? Back to Ninja Tune.
Oh, wait, Ninja is the kind of mothership. Recouped is part of the, part
your,
of the mothership.
Your personal it's, thing.
Recouped is my thing within the Ninja group, yeah.
Well, guys, thanks again for coming in.
Pleasure.
No problem.